At the Supreme Court today, history once again. Justice is ruling 5-4 against the Trump administration's attempt to overturn the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, saying the decision to end the Obama-era program, known as DACA, was arbitrary and capricious.
Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the four liberal justices on this, and their decision means that DACA recipients can continue to stay in the country for now. About 700,000 people who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children are actively enrolled in DACA. That allows them to legally work here and protects them from deportation. Joining us now is one of them, Reyna Montoya, a DACA recipient and founder and CEO of Aliento, an immigrant aid group in Phoenix. Reyna, thanks for joining us. And how are you feeling about this decision?
I feel very overwhelmed, if I can be very honest. My hands are still shaking right now, and they're sweaty. I think that we've been waiting for this decision for so long. So there's a lot of mixed emotions at this moment.
Well, and as a DACA recipient yourself, this obviously applies to you. What does this mean for you?
It means that I can catch my breath again and leave with a little bit of peace that as of now I am protected, but I also feel really worried about what the future holds, since the Trump administration can decide to now follow all the steps and end the program. So definitely it's a very bittersweet victory, knowing that, okay, for today I am fine, but I don't know if I will continue to be fine tomorrow or whenever the Trump administration decides to do something differently.
Do you think that the Trump administration will continue to try and get rid of DACA?
I do. There's nothing that doesn't say otherwise. I hope and I pray that he would act something differently. But at the end of the day, I know that he decided to end the program on September 5th of 2017. So there's no any other data that can let me know that he won't.
Mm-hmm. Now, this program means that you are protected from deportation and that you can work in the United States. What about a path to citizenship? Are you optimistic that you will eventually have that?
That is my hope. I think right now it is really up to Congress, specifically the Senate, to come up with a nonpartisan solution that will protect Dreamers. There's been poll after poll showing that close to 90% of the American public, of U.S. citizens, want us to stay here, want a pathway for citizenship for us. So then my plea to Congress is to stop playing politics. The House already put a proposal forward. If the Senate does not like that proposal, they have the power to legislate. That's why that they were elected. We hope that they would legislate and finally give us a pathway to citizenship so we don't have to continuously to live in this uncertain legal limbo.
And give us a sense of your personal story. How did you come to the United States?
Yes, I ended up coming to the United States after escaping violence in Mexico. I was originally born in Tijuana, and my dad unfortunately was victim of state crime. He was kidnapped by Mexican police, and out of that, we were so afraid about what could happen. He luckily was released, and we ended up doing an internal migration. We went from Tijuana to Nogales, another city in Mexico. But every time my dad would see a police officer, he was so worried about what that would mean, since he had received a lot of death threats, not only for him, but for my family. So he made the courageous decision to migrate to Mesa, Arizona, where he was able to buy a home, and I grew up. I went to junior high school in there, graduated with honors, and eventually went to university. I am an alumna from Arizona State University, Grand Canyon University, with a master's degree, and then I have an executive program from Harvard. So I think for me, it's been like how to continue to endure all this trauma that has been created, not only by the unjust immigration system, but my own family trauma about what do you do when you're being threatened? And now that I am in legal limbo, it's so heavy because the consequences for me are higher. Me going back to Mexico can potentially mean that I get kidnapped, that I get killed, and that definitely is something that keeps me late at night.
That is Reyna Montoya, who is a DACA recipient and founder and CEO of Aliento, an immigrant aid group in Phoenix, reacting to today's decision from the Supreme Court. Reyna, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.